Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCourt of the Salvation Army in Eureka with today's community comment. I'm sure you recognize that on December 25th, the commercial Christmas season comes to an abrupt halt, catapulting most Americans into the darkest days of the year with New Year's as a solitary point of light before Valentine's Day. It wasn't always this way. In the days before Christmas was spelled with dollar signs, it wasn't just one day and done like it is now. Instead, the majority of the world celebrated a full season of Christmastide, the 12 days that you have sung about 1,000 times without ever wondering more than how much 5 gold rings would cost in today's economy. Back when Christmas was primarily a religious celebration instead of a mercantile one, it was based around a series of feasts and parties, because we in the church are actually a fun bunch of folks who like to get together and have a few laughs and eat. In fact, we love to eat. The driest, dullest, most drug-out sermon is totally worth sitting through if there is a fabulous church potluck coming afterwards, I promise. Even if that one lady does always bring the jello with the grated carrots in it, which may not be a sin, but it is definitely a crime. I'm getting off track, though. The 12 days of Christmas begin with Christmas Day and end on January 5th, with each day having its own feast and traditions. Though these differ somewhat depending on your particular church, many are familiar to modern people from the songs and practices of Christmas. For example, we all know that good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen, but most people are unaware that that feast takes place on December 26th, and it commemorates the first Christian martyr. It was a meal of Christmas leftovers that would be shared with the poor. The carol sings of the king taking meat and wine and firewood out into the bitter winter's night to make sure the poorest of his subjects is warm and fed. Another day, December 28th, is reserved for the Feast of Holy Innocents, those children killed by Herod the Great in his effort to eliminate Jesus after the Magi declared a new King of the Jews was born. It remembers all who suffer and die through injustice, victims of war, abuse, and other horrors that humans perpetuate on one another. The day is marked by devoting resources to help save or restore those we can, or by giving time or money to organizations working to reach those who cannot help themselves. Christmastide ends on Twelfth Night, a holiday immortalized by Shakespeare's play of the same name. On the last night of the season, the faithful would gather together to drink wassail, a hot mulled cider, as they wandered through the streets bellowing out festive holiday songs. "Here we go a-wassailing," they would sing to one another before regrouping for parties with a carnival of games, music, and dancing. In some traditions, this marked the end of winter as well. That next day, Epiphany, was the day to take down the decorations and get back to the work of preparing the land for planting. This year, rather than letting the celebration end when you throw out the gift wrap, try keeping one or more of the other 11 days as well, and see if you don't find a little more light in your life as a result. Make your own efforts to feed the hungry, to stand for the oppressed, and to heal the broken. Celebrate your family and friends, and together we can watch the world change for the better. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt for KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.